Well, another thing that happened here, and this was inevitable because they're so interrelated, was the creation of the North Carolina Poverty Project. Now, that was not something that generated internally. I was sitting in my office one day, and a man named Gordon Chamberlain walked in, and I've told you this story, I think, before in another place, have I not? And he said, I want to ask you to preside at a meeting. I said, what kind of meeting? He says, I want to get 15 North Carolinians together and just ask them the fundamental question. What does the word poverty in this state mean to you? I said, I want it to be a very diverse group because I don't know what the answer is. I'd like to know what you people think. Well, I called that meeting at the faculty center at NC State. And we had people as diverse as Robert Scott, Dr. Turner, the head of the Black Baptist Ministers Group, James Goodman of Channel 5, Elizabeth Hare, the political leader in Mecklenburg County, and so on. Well, from that meeting, we have grown today to a very widespread, aggressive organization that's being financed now by state grants and foundation grants, aiming primarily at getting our people to understand that a sixth of our population lives in circumstances of income of less than $10,000 a year. That 400,000 children are caught up in this poverty riddle. And that we've all must understand that what happens to those people happens to us because we can't progress as a state until we help them become achievers. Well, that's what the North Carolina Project has set about to do. They simplified terms, but you see, once you create the 2000 Commission overall general objective up here, then the Literacy Commission fitted in one part of it. The Poverty Project comes along and it fits in its niche. Well, then the General Assembly created its own processes and set up a statewide commission on growth and some other word I've forgotten, which James Melvin of the Greensboro, your loan executive over there, was the chairman. They produced a whole series of recommendations, one of which was there should be created a Rural Economic Development Commission. Well, here was the third element, you see. Literacy, poverty, now the farmer. Well, the Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Bob Jordan, splendid public servant, and a man I have enormous respect for, called me and said, you have just got to take over the chairmanship of this thing and help us get it started. And this called for the selection of a governing board that would be very representative of the most diverse group in the state, because agriculture from the Tennessee border to the Atlantic Ocean is many things. What the farmers do in the coastal region is not what they do in the mountains or the Piedmont, and the Piedmont is that different from the other two. And what goes on at the coastal line is not what happens at this elevation and so on. What you learn in dealing with a commission like this is how harshly literacy, poverty, joblessness, homelessness, all these things affect farm people. So here now, nearly 4 years later, I'm stepping out of this chairmanship next month. But it's up, it's running, it's looking at the state, it's promulgating some very responsible research now that does set a course out here.